Ash Wednesday, 2024, a series of three. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. I don't know how many of you know this about me, but I, unfortunately, am a very superstitious person. I know, oh, how I know, it is indeed a bad trait for a pastor. If it helps, deep down intellectually and logically, I know it's all silly. But my go-to knee-jerk reaction in many stressful situations is a spooky kind of superstition. I've encountered lots of people in the ministry that have encountered what they believed were ghosts. I know. Ooh. Some I was able to listen to with the face of compassion. Some I helped by blessing their homes. Some I've even helped document for a study of supernatural activity by a PhD candidate at Concordia University in Irvine, California. My superstitious side says there's something to this. But then, I know for an absolute fact that I've never seen anything that could definitively be a ghost and inexplicable in any other way. But I do tend to be a knock on wood kind of guy, even though I know it does nothing at all. And I've always said I'd rather be lucky than good, even though I know it's completely stupid to think that way. And I tend to avoid breaking mirrors, even though it does nothing at all if you do. I know. Deep down, all of it is just dumb superstition, so indelibly implanted on the DNA of our culture that hardly anyone would call us out for acting out the way we do. But there's one rule that has been so consistent, I do tend to pay attention to it intellectually and logically, and that is the rule of threes. Marcy and I reference it all the time in tragedies and unfortunate death. Having worked in ministry for over 23 years now, we have seen way more than our fair share of threes. Like one time there was a car crash, a house fire, and a flooded house, all in the same week. Another time there was a forest fire, a tropical storm, and a tornado. I know a lot of tornadoes come off of tropical storms and hurricanes. That's probably less of a three than kind of a two and a half, maybe. Or some of the time, in fact, most of the time, it's the death of three parishioners, which, as a matter of fact, happened to me just this week. I can't tell you how many times this rule has come true, and Marcy and I would turn to each other, and upon the third tragedy, the third disaster, or the third death of someone we love, and say almost in unison, the rule of three. But as I worked on this series for Lent, a series of three, I began to realize I had it backwards, yet again, on this seemingly steadfast rule. As I pored over the sermons Pastor Moore and I will preach in the season of Lent, my superstitious leanings were challenged, no matter how steadfast I held on to them. As I looked at the scriptures for this penitential season, it began to change my folksy idioms and incredulous way reasoning with the inexplicable. As I turned to God in his infinite wisdom, I realized the wisdom of my own making was a meandering mess worthy only of a spiritual fool. And that's when I saw the real importance of three as revealed by God in his infinite word. In our first week, we will see the true series of three in Paul, who would be struck blind for 3 days so he could truly see Jesus like he never saw him before. Week two after Ash Wednesday, we will see the 3 days of preparation with Joshua, who was not preparing himself and the people under his charge, rather being prepared by God so they could see how he prepared the promised land for them before they ever entered in. In week three, we will see how Jonah's 3 days in the belly of a great fish led to 3 days traversing the great city to save everyone from their utter destruction of their sins. And in week four, we will see Israel torn for 3 days between their three enemies, the Assyrians, the Babylonians, and the Egyptians. The latter two even called upon for help against the Assyrians. But Hosea helps them to see that their true enemy was their own sins. Finally, in week 5, we will see the final walk to Holy Week as Jesus prepares for 3 days to enter the city of his demise and our salvation. A series of three has made its impression on me and changed me. In this season of Lent, I pray it changes you just like my preparation changed me. So prepare like Joshua, proclaim like Jonah, and walk for Jesus the way of Holy Week and the cross, so that on the third day, you will rejoice in his resurrection, his exaltation, and his glorification in a series of three. Amen.